Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of CASA of Hunt County, the court-appointed special advocates for children in foster care, Lori Cope. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
And June is National Reunification Month, and I had not heard about this before. Lori, I don't know if this is a new thing, probably not, but first I've heard of it. But it's reunification in the sense of ideally children in foster care going back to their original parents.
Right. It's a month to kind of recognize that. And so really it's a twofold thing. You know, one is to recognize the people and the efforts of those people around the country who help families stay together. But it's also a time to celebrate the families who've, you know, overcome those obstacles that place their children in foster care and have come out successful.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, that's the ideal outcome. Right.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we know one thing is that children belong with families. They belong in their own family, whether it's their parents or even relatives. That's what everyone, you know, is the driving force behind this, is that children are removed for their own protection. And foster care was not created to be a permanent solution. Mm-hmm. It's just an avenue then for that family's parents can work services to become better parents and have their children live with them safely.
Mm-hmm. I was reading a little bit about this on your Facebook page, and it says that this National Reunification Month is intended to help parents who struggle to access the resources, support, and education they need to be able to complete services ordered by the judge in the case. So what does the judge require?
Well, it's to help parents overcome those obstacles that brought their children into care. And here in Hunt County, like many counties, it's parents with substance abuse problems. There may be domestic violence. That's another thing in the home. So then the judge would order, you know, the parents to attend intensive outpatient and supportive outpatient drug therapy. They would go to counseling. Father's Focus is a really good group that helps parents just learn to deal with these situations in a better method.
Mm-hmm. So CASA, and again, part of the purpose of National Reunification Month is to help provide these parents with the tools and resources that they need to comply with the judge's orders.
Correct. So we don't actually, you know, we don't provide those services, but we are certainly resourceful. We can help those parents find, because, you know, sometimes the waiting list to get into the drug treatment is, you know, pretty long. So they may have to go out of county. Well, then maybe they need transportation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just issues that we can help be resourceful to be sure that those parents are working those services in a timely fashion, because that's the thing. They don't have a super long time. It's usually 1 year, and that's set by the Texas Family Code to complete these services and become better parents to get their children back.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori is the director of CASA of Hunt County, the court-appointed special advocates for children in foster care. Lori, as we talked before we started this conversation that people are hearing right now, and you have fairly specific numbers on the percentage of children in foster care who do end up back with their birth parents or their original parents anyway.
Correct. And so I looked at all the statistics from 2020, and we had 125 children whose cases closed in 2020. And so I looked at the outcome, the final placement report for these children. And of that 125 children, 58 of those went back to their own home, to a parent or parents who had completed those services, and the case closed with them being back home with parents. And then on the other side of that, you know, like, again, family origin is so important. We had 36 of those children go to relatives for a permanent placement. So it's still keeping the children in those family ties. So if you combine relative placement with return to own parents, that's 94 children of the 125 that either went back to parents or with relatives.
Mm-hmm. What was the number going back to parents?
58.
Out of how many?
125.
So not quite 50%, but approaching 50%.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's maybe that's better than than some people might imagine. Are there any happy, particularly happy stories that you remember that you can relate without giving away specific identities?
Well, sure, we have those, you know, all the time. And one that just sticks out to me is that we had some children that were in the foster care system for 1,200 days. And they'd been in five foster placements, had four CPS caseworkers. Now, the CASA was the constant, the same CASA on this case, those whole 1,200 days. But what happened is there was some delays in the case and things just progressed on to where it became that a parent who had been incarcerated was released from prison and work services and then got, you know, had the children returned to that parent.
Well, again, June is National Reunification Month with the idea of promoting children getting back with their original parents. And that's the happiest outcome that can come of this. Coming up soon is the Charlotte Turner Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show. Let's talk another time about that, okay, Lori? But that'll be Saturday, July 3rd. That's coming up.
Yes.
All right, Lori, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you so much.
Over Zoom. Lori Cope with CASA, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.